So have you started looking at what you might want to build after these structures are?
Yeah, we've contemplated the grades actually with what we were doing, as you guys have seen from the earthwork that Mecklen's are doing. And we're setting the grades height off the current slab of the brick warehouse building to accommodate a larger structure that would be in compliance with what's allowed there, assuming that we might acquire the cash property at that time.
Yeah, I know you were interested in that one property, but you were also talking about the other property, the other side.
Project that we're contemplating at this point really would only require the cash property, which Mr. Cash has given us an indication that he'd be interested in a discussion there.
Okay, so. I bought my property, Danica.
Yep.
I bought that from somebody named Cash. Married to Nash, Lawrence Nash. Changed her name to Cash. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it. So, do we have a motion to approve the standards.
I guess I won't make that motion.
No, Lauren.
Jumped on it. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. Okay. Now I will go to one thing we need to discuss is that this is what I'm proposing, at least that we give the applicant the 2 years, mostly because in my feeling is that they're putting this amount of money into landscaping, and it just seems inappropriate just to possibly ask for just 1 year and then have them rip out there.
One of my questions is, when you put the temporary building in, you say it'll be closer to the other temporary building, right? Can you leave the one or both of them up, the ones we approved today, while you're building the permanent one?
The 60 by 134 would not be able to be left up during construction.
Okay.
Oh, the one farthest away from the...
Yeah. Because, again, the building that we're contemplating would be a fairly large building. It would likely be a rack-style storage building, and it would be kind of a big square that would...
Be sort of in the middle of
that? Yeah, kind of in the whole property and kind of encompass that cash property if that came to pass.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Alternatively, another option, if we weren't able to make a deal with Mr. Cash, would be to come off of the current structure... kind of using that back wall as the fourth wall and come here in the other direction, in which case neither building would be able to be left in place. So we've got a kind of a fallback position if we can't maybe strike a deal with Mr. Cash.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is that, presumably when you build the permanent stuff, you'll be wanting to do it in the summer. And so, although it's, but maybe you won't have to.
Well, we would have to, the timeline for us would be that the boats would have to be vacated out of the temporary structures, and we would have to be completed with permanent structures prior to loading in the fall.
Yeah.
Storage loading in the fall, which typically is, let's say, October, but I mean, it's really between September and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the 2 years starts,
when the permit
issues. So that puts it right in the middle of July.
The permit won't be issued until the bond is, so everything is. Yeah, but it will.
The bond should be satisfied this week.
It'll be done this week.
Yeah.
So that's.
Well, I would say it's from the time that I issue the building permit.
Right. Yeah, and that could be very soon. If you get the bond.
Could be, but if they wanted to...
That's right, they could put it off, too.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that you don't want to have everything hit.
Right, we may want to time the building permit for fall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Which may make a lot of sense, because it doesn't take long to put these temporary structure is up, and we're obviously already working on the grade work, so.
I would say you have the grade work pretty much done.
Pretty close. We've got to come down another, the loam has been stripped off the top, obviously, and we've got another foot to come down close to the Pleasant Street side and push it towards the current structure to get, hopefully, Mike has basically calculated a 2'8" height above current slab would give us the best kind of all-around grade for eventual permanent structures and create that lot as flat as possible. So.
Okay.
So that two-year thing is okay with me?
Yeah. I think, really, it's only fair when we're demanding all the landscaping.
Well, I certainly would appreciate that.
Yeah. And then we don't have to have these guys come back anymore. You know what I mean?
Tired of seeing us by now.
Okay. So, findings of fact. One, the applicant is Jardine Solutions, LLC. Two, the title of the proposed development is it still Back 40 Building 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay. Three, the applicant's representatives are engineer Michael Sabatini of Landmarks Corporation, Bill Morong, president of Yachting Solutions, LLC, and Edwin Morong, vice president of Yachting Solutions, LLC. Four, the applicant owns a acre?
5.49 acres.
5.49, that was weird.
Yeah, what could I
say? I forgot. Yeah, I must have. Either that or just, well, I forget a lot of things like that these days. Parcel of land located at 56 New County Road. The subject parcel is shown as map 50, block B, lot 2 on the City of Rockland tax maps. Five, the subject parcel is in the commercial C1 zone.